Spirit shall indeed be a pillar in the temple of God. And, O God, make them pillars in their individual assemblies, whereby they shall stand straight and shall stand strong and shall indeed uphold the glory of God and the word of God in their individual assemblies. Let us take our seats and we will have a number that was prepared by our young man, and I believe that it is something that the Lord wants us. It fits right in. It might not seem that way, but it does. Hallelujah. It fits in. The message does if you abandon yourself to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, amen. All
Once a sinner, far from Jesus, I was perishing with cold. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried, Then he threw his robes around me and he led me to his fold. And I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's praises far and wide, far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living on the hallelujah side.
Though the world may sweep around me with her dazzle and her dreams, yet I envy not her vanities and pride. For my soul looks up to heaven where the golden sunlight gleams, and I'm living on the hallelujah side.
Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's praises far and wide, far and wide. For I've opened up towards heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. And upon the streets of glory, when we reach the other shore and have safely crossed the Jordan's rolling tide, you will find me shouting glory just outside my mansion door, where I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's praises far and wide, far and wide. For I've opened up towards heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side.
Glory to
continually, and if you will indeed purpose in your heart to live in this way, I will indeed manifest myself very greatly to you and lead you from grace to grace and from glory to glory.
Thank you.
for a sister who used to attend the Williamsburg Assembly and has now moved to California. And recently it has been discovered that she is ill with what would naturally be a fatal disease. And we're asked to pray for our sister. She is certainly one who loves the Lord very dearly. And the Lord has done great things for her. And let's just look to God right now. For she, her and her husband, both of them, they love the Lord. And let's look to God right now in simple faith that the Lord will come and manifest himself. Oh, Jesus, you are wonderful. To Brother Lawrence. And if any of you have not gotten his little book, The Practice of the Presence of God, you ought to get it. And that's available down at the bookstore too. Sister Margaret already yesterday had asked me to put in a plug for that. Well, Brother Edwin put in his own plug, or put in the best plug that could be given. And it will be a very helpful book to you. It's been helpful to thousands of people since it first appeared many years ago. Praise the Lord. May I also make this announcement, and that is that we appreciate keeping the entire day, shall we say, reserved for worship and praise, although our meetings officially come to an end. But we have felt in the past years that we should not open our recreational facilities even in the afternoon or the evening of this closing day of camp. Some years ago, the Lord led us to devote our weekend entirely to the Lord, to waiting upon God, to prayer, to a conference such as we have had. In previous years, I'm sorry to say, looking back over it, although God greatly blessed and did some very mighty things, well, there was sort of a mixture. Some people look towards this weekend as one grand, last grand blowout of creaturely activity. They wanted the fullness of the blessing of God, but they also wanted the fullness of their recreational activity. Now, we have nothing against recreational activity in its place, but we felt that God wanted us to give up that mixture. And at that time, Brother Hans Waldvogel, who was the uncle of our Brother Edwin Waldvogel, who has been with us, and the man to whom God really gave the vision of a camp originally, and who was used of God to contribute the greatest part of the purchase price of the camp originally. He came and he said to my wife, I think he said to her alone, but maybe he said it to me also, doesn't make any difference. But he said, you're going to see that it's going to make a difference next year in the way in which camp opens, because you closed camp in God this year. And it has. It has made a very definite difference in the way that we have closed camp. And so we just ask you to kindly cooperate with us in this respect, because we have felt that we should continue this way throughout the entire day, and not just feel, well, now it's all over with, we've had our meeting, and now we can just raise whoopee. I don't think there's anybody that would feel that way, but there have been those throughout the years who have felt that. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. I think we ought to sing in closing number 226 in your blue book. In your blue book. Number 226 in your blue book. Now I'd like to say something else. And that's Songs of Victory. If you're interested in reading a hymn that was written by Terstegen, translated by Mrs. Bevan, why, you might like to take a squint at 181. And that is a very blessed hymn. And we won't try to sing it, but maybe I'll just read it, 181. Because it summarizes some of the things that we have been hearing this morning, and inasmuch as Brother Edwin referred to Terstegen, why, I just let you know that this was written by him, although translated, as I say, by Mrs. Bevan. Here on earth the temple stands, temple never built with hands. There the Lord doth fill the place with the glory of his grace. Cleansed. Let's read that second and third stanzas together.
Cleansed by Christ's atoning blood, thou art this fair house of God. Thoughts, desires that enter there, should they not be pure and fair? Meet for holy courts and blessed, courts of stillness and the rest, where the soul a priest might sing praises day and night.
Praise the Lord. 226. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken formed thee for his own abode. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask that my wife will come and join me here as we sing the third stanza, but you play through the first and second, please. All right? 226. Let us stand.
Zion city, our God.
temples of the Holy Ghost. Let us all join in prayer. Lord, that God will let this stream that we've been singing about flow mightily to them within them, quickening them.
Of yours.
Yes, Lord.
And we are encouraged. We have been inspired by the power of your resurrection as it is manifested in them.
Amen, Lord.
Lord, we're uniting our hearts in praying that this power of your resurrection shall be manifested even more greatly in them.
Intended for our brother and sister at this moment. We claim together that it shall be imparted unto them, Lord. We know that you yourself dwell among your people. The habitation of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and you are here in glory and in power to answer all these prayers and to meet every need. And together we agree, Father, that it shall be done in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Save her, 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 save her,
rugen de zulugabarabai yo van dancing gondo shandayo lobo jay. Like as Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so ye also ought to walk in newness of life.
We thank you for your prayers, and we are believing for the fullness of the answer to them. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask my wife to dismiss us.
Dear Father, we thank thee that thy grace is sufficient. We thank thee, dear Father, that thou art filling us and thou hast been filling us with thy glory. That glory that raised up Jesus from the dead to enable us to walk in newness of life. Oh, Jesus, we want to know you and the power of your resurrection. And we pray that as we go from this place, that resurrection power will surge through every single one of us. Oh, Rabbi,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Rabbando, Yalabashande, banishing everything that is of death and bringing into life all those things that, oh God, would glorify thy holy name. We thank thee for this blessed time of fellowship, and we pray thy blessing upon each and every single one who has been here. Grant them traveling mercies. Cover each car with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Cover every individual of us, Lord, as we go from this place. And let us walk with the King.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Will be served in approximately 20 minutes. And in case we don't have a chance to say goodbye to each one of you individually, why, we will say it collectively. We do like to say goodbye to each one, but sometimes some have to leave and can't locate us or leave them. God bless you, everyone.